episode 8 of Bike Club. This is Eileen Rivera, and with me always is...
Hi, this is Lynn.
And on the board...
Josh Lawrence.
Woo! We brought the band back together.
Yes, yay!
The original band reunion.
Broken up last week, had a little, new people with
we're
us.
Back.
But we're back. And let's talk a little bit about our wine of the week, which is... what'd you get here, Lynn?
Oh, yes, it's... Old Moon, a Zinfandel. It's, I guess, an old vine, 2007 from California. And I was shopping at Trader Joe's, grocery shopping, weekly, thing to do. And I don't know, just really interesting how I notice a moon trend. I saw a Velvet Moon. And then I saw this Old Moon, and then I knew that we were going to talk about New Moon. So
why not?
Why not? And last week we the week before we had a Purple Moon, but that was because we couldn't find the wine that a listener suggested. So Eileen received something.
Yeah. So the suggestion was to find Moon Mountain. A 2006 Cabernet Sauvignon, and we couldn't find it, and we just didn't make the time.
Yeah,
but some listeners of ours, very very nice listeners, Stefan, I hope I'm saying that right, and Angeline, actually sent us the bottle that they requested that we should drink. So
yeah.
We have it now.
No, thank you so much.
We have it, and we're gonna actually save it. And Lynn, you had a great suggestion.
Oh, yeah. So this is our episode 8. I was thinking by the time we reach double digits, episode 10, we go out to dinner and then we'll have it with dinner. And then I believe you had mentioned to have it with pasta or some meat.
Yeah, meat or pasta,
so,
which was suggested.
Yeah, we're
going
to do that and then let you know
how it was.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you so much. And I guess you guys are from Paris, so
yeah.
Merci.
Merci. but back to the Old Moon, it's okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, it's a decent Zin. I think it was at Trader Joe's for about $4.99. I think, it's fine for, dinner party,
whatever.
That's
a pretty
good
price, yeah. $4.99.
And it has a kick at the end, and it's bold enough. But
it's decent table wine, I
exactly,
guess.
Table wine, yep.
Josh, what do you think?
Yeah, I just ditto.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, Old Moon. There you have it. We'll have a picture on our website. Boy, it's been a long week. I feel like I haven't seen you guys in forever.
I know.
Forever.
It's so weird.
Forever.
Yeah, I felt like this was a long week.
Yeah. But we're here now, and we're here for you who's listening. And so let's move on to the news, shall we?
These are the twisted words.
So just in case you're wondering, that is Radiohead's latest song available on their website. We actually have a sample of it on our website, bikeclubshow.com. And the rumor is that this song may be on the New Moon soundtrack. We have no idea. But there are lyrics that sort of suggest maybe they're writing it for the movie. There's some lyrics in there, when are you coming back? Yeah, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I mean, Radiohead was in Twilight, the movie, at the end, the credits.
Oh, that's right.
So it's quite possible that, they are interested in handing over another song. And this might be it. So you heard it here first. If it's true,
there's a little bit. It sounded a little similar to our... our theme song.
It did, a little bit.
Ripping me off. I'm suing Radiohead.
No, because at first I was like, are we playing the right music?
I'm calling my lawyer right now.
No, but it's I like it. I like how we are on the same wavelength.
Yes, we are, with all the vampire culture.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in sync.
Good job, Josh. Good job. Thanks.
Josh is just very happy to be on the same wavelength as radio.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, I hope that gets picked. I don't know how they do the music process for the movies and DVDs, but it's nice. I like it.
I guess you can coincidentally, I just happen to know this, but you can coincidentally pre-order the soundtrack for New Moon on Hot Topic. HotTopic.com if you want to. I think I'll wait.
Isn't that a clothing store too?
Yeah,
or like,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's at the mall, your local mall.
Great.
So in other news, Stephanie Meyer has updated her website.
Yay!
Oh my God.
I know. Ooh. Oh my gosh. And she actually wrote this one because generally her webmaster, I guess, Seth, updates it for her or updates it. I don't know how they do it. But so yeah, it was really nice. On August 17th, she updated everyone on how her summer was. And it's good to hear from her and what she's been doing, what she's been reading, what music she's been listening to, etc. It looks like she went to see New Moon trailer on the big screen. So very exciting.
Yeah, very, very exciting. So check it out. We'll have a link to how Stephanie Meyer spent her summer.
Yes.
Big news because we haven't heard from her in a while.
I know we haven't.
In other news, Catherine Hardwicke revealed who the final four were who auditioned for the role of Edward. And of course, one of the four is Rob Pattinson. We'll have a link to that. We might actually discuss that at length in terms of
casting. Yes.
So we're not going to discuss it right now, but it's kind of interesting that all of this is coming out now.
Jackson Rathbone tried out. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well, but he's better as Jasper. So
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. There just seemed to be some backhanded comments from Kristen Stewart in the past, you know, about how everybody else just seemed to want to look at themselves or in the camera, and Rob didn't. So, anyways.
Whatever.
So we'll probably talk about that in a future episode.
Sure.
But in other casting news, there is the complete cast of Eclipse has been revealed, including casting for such important roles for Eclipse like Seth and Leah. And Leah is not Vanessa Hudgens, as some people...
So exciting. I'm glad.
As some people had thought, maybe. And in fact, Vanessa Hudgens is in Vancouver right now and has been hanging out with Nikki Reed. But so there was some sort of rumor like, oh my God, you know.
They're friends.
She might be they're just friends. Whatever. You know, they live in L.A. You know, we're not going to really get into it. But yeah, the cast is all in Vancouver. They all went to see the Kings of Leon over the weekend, and there have been some pictures out there of Kristen and Robert. Who knows?
You know,
who knows?
I mean, they're young. They need to have fun.
And if it works for the chemistry of the movie,
bring it on. Exactly.
Whatever. They're young. Let them do their thing.
I think we should just leave them alone.
Yes, we should. We should. Okay, now in other news, this is pretty big. Summit Entertainment and Creation Entertainment are going to produce all of the official Twilight fan conventions.
Yay!
Which is pretty cool because a listener had written in about...
Yeah. She had gone to TwiCon in Dallas, and she had mentioned, like, she was updating us on what happened there, and she mentioned that everything was great, except that it was a little unorganized. So I wonder now that, you know, there's Summit and Creation together, maybe this will be more organized and more maybe more official.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they already have a list of cities.
There's a lot.
Yeah, so if you go to creationent.com, I guess it's creationentertainment.com. They have, I guess, starting end of this month, August 28th to the 30th, Hilton Parsippany in New Jersey. Then in October 2nd to the 4th, Westin O'Hare, Chicago. Hilton Miami downtown, January 8th to the 10th in Miami. And then the Seattle one, that was the one we talked about a couple episodes ago.
That's right.
So I could go now because it's the 15th to 17th, so it's after CES. But
we will go to one of these because
we have to. Yeah, because that's already after the Eclipse filming because
exactly.
It ends October 31st. So
Yeah. And San Francisco, February 12th through the 14th.
Yes,
that's like Valentine's weekend.
We
so.
Have to go. Oh, it's,
It doesn't matter. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
I may be. Just kidding. No, but seriously, we should.
We should plan to go to that. And then if anybody wants to meet us, we'll be there.
Yay.
Josh, are you going to come too?
Yes, Josh
will come. Josh will come to meet the ladies.
Yes, and there be lots of ladies, I'm sure. So, and I'm looking forward to meet other fans as well.
Absolutely.
And I was just going to mention Reels channel episode 2 of Twilight Spotlight that aired on Monday, this past Monday on the 17th. It was a show purely all fan related, like fan blogger. A video podcast, podcast people.
Someday.
Yeah, someday, yes. We should be
in
there.
The VIP
but
list.
They are so, I want to say they're very creative, very, I almost like advanced in their productions, even though they have maybe like low budget type of setup or something, mm-hmm, because it's mm-hmm. not like it's a big film production or TV production doing all of this. I mean, they do a lot of it on their own. And one of my favorite actually now is the Hillywood Show.
Which I need to take a look at that because yeah. I met them indirectly. I took their picture at Comic-Con.
Yeah. No, and that's when you first told me about it. And right. then I saw it on Reels channel, the Twilight Spotlight. And then I went on YouTube and their Twilight parody is so funny. Like... And they have that song with Katy Perry. Yeah. And they have a whole choreography to get
it. It's very impressive. Yeah. When I saw that, I'm like, what is this, high school musical or what? This is impressive.
It's, and I just look back at like, gosh, I wish in my teens I could have, you know, had this. I could have done the same thing, or I don't know, maybe not close, but I wish I had the opportunity or the resources to do something like that. But yeah, check it out, thehillywoodshow.com, and then they have a look behind the scenes too.
Oh, that'll be fun, because I know really on Reels channel, they previewed that they're working on their New Moon parody.
Yes, they are.
And so they have a Jacob.
I know. So it was really... It's funny. It's like one of those things, you sit at your desk, like, you know, you take a work break, and you're like, oh my God, this is so funny.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I have to look that up. I've been meaning to look
yeah,
that up,
yeah,
so I can't
check it
wait.
Out.
Well, let's move on to our big discussion of the day, shall we?
Yes.
There was a certain trailer that was released.
I'm almost forgetting. When did it release?
I know. It all happened so quickly. I think it was...
Maybe, was it over the weekend? Or?
Well, it was in France. The French... Yes, well... The trailer was released in front of Band Slam, the movie with Vanessa Hudgens. Remember we were talking about
yes.
it last
yeah, yeah.
week. And, you know, supposedly that,
that was
supposed
this weekend.
To help
yes.
the movie, you know, Band Slam
sure.
do well. I don't think it really helped it. But so Summit released it this week. And last week, after we recorded our show, we saw some French versions that were, you know, recorded at the movie theater. And of course, I can't understand what, you know, what they're saying. But the official Summit released... trailer came out earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So we have it on our website, biteclubshow.com, if you haven't seen it yet. I like the trailer. I'm pretty excited.
Me
you know,
too.
It's kind of interesting because the trailer is not just scenes of the movie. It is narrated by Taylor Lautner,
yeah.
who's Jacob, who's really taking the forefront of the movie. He's kind of, they're pushing him out there.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
I
the
like
movie
that.
Is really going to depend on the relationship between Bella and Jacob, you know, I mean, that is the central relationship in this movie book. So it needs to kind of work. So they're putting him out there because we all know the Bella and Edward chemistry works. We know it. It seems to be working off screen, too.
Yes.
But so now they need to make, you know, New Moon believable with Bella and Jacob. And I think it's starting, you know, to show. In fact, Entertainment Weekly this week has
yes.
Kristen Stewart and Taylor Lautner on the front cover. And there's some videos, if you go on entertainmentweekly.com, of them, you know, kind of just in chatting in between photo shoots or whatever. And they seem really playful and really, you know, like genuinely friendly.
I think they are friends, you know, off camera. I think they are friends and I think they get along really well. And I think for the entire cast, they all do. I mean, they all go out together. I mean, there's so many like news about how they were spotted at dinner all together
yeah.
and, you know, doing stuff. The only thing I don't like about it is I see Kristen Stewart smoking.
Oh.
Not very happy with that, but... it's bad for your skin, you know? So,
yeah, she's pretty resilient right now
yeah.
in terms of, you know, being 19 or whatever.
I know, but I just, yeah. Anyway, that's
off
tangent.
So you like the, trailer as well, right, Lynn?
Yeah, I do. I really like the trailer.
I thought it gave us some good glimpse. We saw
yes.
Jane.
Yeah, we saw
the
Jane.
Volturi, which is great.
We saw, like, Fanning. There was a church, I guess, at the Volturi church or castle,
mm-hmm.
or I can't remember what kind of scene, location it was. And then you see the wolf pack.
Yes,
the
you
other
see
guys.
The four of them.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
So,
you see Jacob kind of jumping around,
yes.
you know?
I like the action, and he definitely had the muscles that he worked so hard for, you know?
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Kudos to him. Good job.
Yeah. So I think, you know, it got me really excited. I'm really excited about
I know, me too.
This movie.
It's kind of one of those things where you kind of build, like, I was excited at first when I saw the first one. Was that at the MTV Movie Awards?
The first trailer,
yeah,
yes.
First trailer. And then you kind of, like, a few weeks, months, you know, went by, and then True Blood came about, and it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about that. And then now this new one is like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I'm trying to be patient and trying not
me
to,
too.
Too
much
excite
information,
myself.
I think, is bad. Like, yeah. I like going into movies where, obviously, I know the story. I know what's going to happen. But generally, when I go into a movie, I like to not know that much about it because I think I'm going to appreciate it more rather than knowing exactly what scene
right.
is going to
I want to be
do
pleasantly
this
surprised.
Or whatever. Yeah. And MTV has an article on what's missing in the New Moon trailer. You know,
who cares?
I really think, why do we need to see the cliff dive? They have, like, this list of things that we should definitely see in this trailer. It is August. We have September, October. We have 3 months
yeah.
till the movie comes out. Let's have a little bit of surprise.
And I bet you they're probably going to release another trailer
Absolutely,
as it gets
they
closer.
Will. We're going to see more and more scenes where I'm going to see too many scenes, you know, where I'm not going to
want
to
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, come on. That's why we save it for November 20th. Hello.
They're complaining that there needs to be the cliff dive in there, which if you do a little freeze frame
yes.
in the trailer, there is a section of Bella in the water
coming
up for air. You know,
saw that.
That is clearly from the cliff dive. Do I want to see the actual jump? Maybe not, actually, because I want to actually see it
in the
theater.
Oh,
I
yeah.
want to gasp, like, wow, that's what they did.
Yep.
I don't want to just be like, oh, yeah, I saw that in the trailer. Great. They also talk about fight scenes that need to be in the trailer. I'm like, really? Do they need to be in the trailer? I mean, we're really just focusing. I mean, the whole point of these books is the relationships of the
right.
characters, right?
Yeah.
So
I feel like it's supposed to just to tease so that people can
exactly.
either.
Exactly.
If for fans out there who have not read the books, go and read the books so that they can go out and see the movie and compare.
Well, and
you know,
I think that too. I mean, everybody, well, a lot of people know that Dakota Fanning is in the movie. So
yeah.
she is the one Volturi member that we see in this trailer. Great. This article is saying we need to see Arrow, Acacius, and Marcus. It's like,
if
you haven't read the book, you don't even know that they exist.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's people who only watch the movies. They don't even care who these people are.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, they just, oh, and they kind of complain about some of the supporting actors are not in there. Like, Mike and Angela and Eric.
It's a trailer. It's a trailer.
And Charlie.
If you watch other trailers, I mean, there's not that much supporting. I mean, there's not that many supporting cast like shown.
I think we know too much.
So they wanted a 15-minute trailer.
I guess they wanted a 15-minute trailer.
No, I refuse to watch that.
I mean, come on. We don't need to see that much. It's
you know,
fine.
Honestly, it's a trailer. It gives you, it teases, you know, you to like, ooh, what should I, you know, it's like, oh, I can't wait. And it makes you anticipate and talk about it with your friends, your family, you know, whatever. And then, like, if you haven't read the book, you want to, like, go and go out and buy
mm-hmm.
the book. If you haven't watched Twilight, you want to go and get the Twilight DVD so that you can be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends on my Facebook, like, updating on their Facebook. Oh, my God, Twilight is so good. I can't wait for New Moon. Ooh, I'm addicted to the book. Like, they were not fans the first. I mean, we're probably, what, the second? Because you have the first wave who were part of the books.
The books only,
you know?
Yeah.
Then the movie came out, and then there were people who were hooked on the Twilight
yeah.
movie. I mean, we're after that, so maybe that's, like, the third. We're the
yeah.
third wave, and now this is maybe the fourth and fifth wave of people, you know,
yeah.
Getting interested into this whole saga and of books and movies. So
did you like the at the end of the trailer, goteamjacob.com?
Oh yes, that was very clever.
Very clever.
Very
They're trying
clever.
To set up the, you know, Jacob versus Edward kind of thing. Okay, fine.
But I don't know. I feel like I feel like they don't need to do this much.
Well, again, maybe that is for fans of the movies.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Because you and I, we know how it ends.
Yes, we do.
To you and I,
yeah.
These teams don't really matter.
Right. No, yeah.
Not that we're not going to. We've already spoiled it in past episodes.
Yeah.
But really, it doesn't matter, people. But, you know, you want to set up a little bit of I like Taylor versus Robert kind of thing, you know, or whatever. You know, I don't know. They, you know, you set up teams just like in any, you know, love triangle. Like, who are
yeah,
you going to vote for?
Because in True Blood now there's Team Bill, Team Eric.
I'm not either.
Oh, maybe there will be a Team Sam.
I'm Team Sam.
Woof, woof.
I'm Team Sam.
No, but yeah, sorry to
But yeah,
digress.
But so, you know, they're just setting up that whole rivalry, I guess. You know, yeah. There's also the vampires versus the werewolves, and, you know, there's bigger themes involved as well. But, yeah, New Moon trailer, again, if you haven't seen it, check it out on our website, bikeclubshow.com. It's there, and it's really good, and I can't wait for more. So now that we're done with that, let's move on to True Blood, recapping episode 9 of I Will Rise Up.
Woohoo!
2,000 years is enough.
I can't accept this. It's insanity.
Our existence is insanity. We don't belong here.
But we are here!
It's not right. We're not right.
You taught me there is no right or wrong. Only survival or death.
I told a lie. As it turns out,
I will keep you alive by force.
Even if you could, why would you be so cruel?
Oh, Eric, why would you be so cruel?
Dun, dun, dun.
Eric, oh, I loved how he was so, he showed his tender side.
Yes.
He was vulnerable. He showed how he was so loyal. And, oh,
was this your favorite episode, Lynn? This might have been your
favorite
episode.
I think this was my favorite episode.
I kind of thought maybe there was,
well, not just that. Not just because I have
because this. Alex was naked?
Yeah. Oh, no, he was not naked. I did not see everything. I didn't even see his chest. I just saw his shoulder and his back.
Well, for those of you who don't know, that was Godric and Eric talking on the roof. This is major spoiler going on for episode 9. So if you haven't seen the episode, just turn it off. Turn this off.
Fast forward.
But it is the scene where we see our friend Godric kind of depart. Sad.
Yeah, and I like how he, even though he's like a teenager, he was turned as a teenager mm-hmm. or, young person. He played, I love how at the end he was talking to Eric. He was, I guess, I don't know if it's in Swedish or whatever the language, but he said father, mm-hmm. brother, and son. And that was what he said when when he made Eric a vampire mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. during the flashback. Of that episode. So I like their relationship and how Eric, and I think this is what everyone talks about. There's a lot of articles out there that talk about how he does Eric, the vampire, does he have the ability to love?
Mm-hmm.
And does that mean all the vampires, I mean, do they love? Do they have the ability to, even though they're considered... what are they considered? They're considered
undead without a soul.
Evil, yeah. Yeah. And then they're supposed to, they feed off people mm-hmm. and this and that. So, it was very tender, and I felt for him. I teared at the end.
You had your own. You had your human tears.
Yes, I had my human tears.
You had your human Sookie tears.
At the end of the episode, I texted Eileen and was like, "Did you watch?
I know.
I was tearing. Oh my God.
I know. I was like, yes, I watched, Lynn. I'm gonna watch again.
Yeah, me too. I was. and that wasn't the only part that I teared. Yeah, this episode, I definitely felt very emotionally attached because the Sookie and Jason bonding part. I'm an only child. I don't have a sibling, so I don't know what brothers, sisters, brothers. I don't know what that kind of bond is like, but the fact that they lost their parents, they lost mm-hmm. their grand, and he was like mad at her, and they had that issue, fighting and whatever, and now they really came, they came together and talked about how they have to. Help each other, and
they're all that they got.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I was crying in there.
It was a really good scene.
It was very touching.
It was a long scene, but it was good.
It was
like I felt like they hadn't been together in so long.
Yeah.
That they needed to reconnect.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
That Sookie needed to kind of. Sort of guide Jason, Who's older?
Sookie he's or? Older.
He is older.
So,
okay.
But isn't it weird? Isn't it funny that he's the older brother? And she's a younger sister, and then I feel like she's more of a caretaker. Yeah.
She's like the motherly kind of figure at this point, kind of helping guide Jason,
you know,
because he needs some guidance right now because he's, you know,
yeah,
little, had been through a lot with the yeah. V, you
oh,
know,
yes,
from first
lot.
Season, and then with the Newlands,
yeah,
the second
quite
season.
A little journey, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I'm sure oh, he'll have more. Was... I mean, we see him in a chainsaw in the preview yeah. for next week.
Oh, I know, I can't wait to see how.
The
and he said, oh yeah, and then he said, oh, I've been trained. The fellowship trained me, or something like that. I was like, oh yeah, you go, Jason.
So that's good. It's just good to see them, you know, as a family unit. You
yeah.
know, the only family.
Because I think the last
they
time they interacted was he slapped. After. Didn't wasn't that
well,
the last
like
the, right like, after the funeral?
Yeah, right after the funeral, he slapped her, and then after that, I mean, I know she saw him. She gave him money for the
right, that,
you know
yeah,
with
yeah.
The thing, and then the rest of the time he was at
he was in Dallas,
yeah, in Dallas for the Fellowship of the Sun training,
right, right.
So it was appropriate like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
He apologized and
they're reconnecting.
Yeah,
and,
no
and
good.
Everything.
Yay, go Sakiko, Jason.
But going back to Godric, you have a
oh,
link
yes.
To a
yes,
article.
So Alan Hyde, who plays Godric, he I guess he's like a 20-year-old actor from a Danish actor. Where's
yeah, he sings too, by the way.
Yeah, where's where? So if you're Danish, where are you from?
Denmark.
Denmark. Okay, because
right?
I was like Dana. Oh, no, sorry. So I
which
so
by
I,
the way did you get that link that I sent
yes,
you
yes I saw that singing yeah it was very cute.
It's from a Camp Rock musical or something. It's a Disney related thing and then they sang it in Danish
yeah,
or whatever.
Yes, yes. Include it on the show notes.
Link,
yeah, put that on the thing. It was an Access Hollywood interview with Godric and I think I wonder if he I mean granted he died. I mean he burned, you know, he met the sun, but they did ask him if he, you know, would come back, and I guess he said that unless they do something like flashbacks, you know. So
right.
I'm hoping that he would come back.
Yeah, me too.
I did read the book, and I have to mention that I know had in the previous episodes we talked about how, like, you know, there were a lot we were speculating a lot of storylines with True Blood,
right.
And I went out and received my Sookie Stackhouse series 1 through 7, and I finished reading the first book and the second book, and I definitely notice a difference between the TV show and the books, and spoiler for those who haven't read the book and only just watched the True Blood show, Godric was not portrayed as a good vampire. I mean, here we actually feel sorry, we feel sympathy for him, we love him, but in the book he's actually he's fed on children. Mm. I don't know. They call him like child molester or whatever. Just pedophile or, I mean, just negative stuff.
That would
stuff.
Not have gone over well with the audience.
No.
True Blood.
So
right.
The TV viewing audience.
Right. So
it's interesting that, you know, they kind of left that out. I mean,
you know,
it's sort of like, you know, we're just seeing him as sort of in this depressed state.
Yes.
And
he did. I mean, and then that's why he went to the Fellowship of the Sun, because he wanted to commit suicide. And they call, like, the vampires who lived so many years, they're like renouncers, because they want to, you know, they go and meet the sun. And in the book, they did say Fellowship of the Sun did treat him fine. But they treat him OK. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of information in the book that they tweaked for the show. So
that's interesting.
Yeah,
because and when we want, oh, go ahead, Josh.
Oh, I was gonna say, but they could, if they bring him back for flashbacks, they could then reveal, you know, darker sides.
They could,
of him
that's a good idea.
You know,
reveal that,
and that
and
would
how
explain
he changed
why
and,
he was depressed.
Right, exactly. Maybe they. I hope they do that.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Because I think he did do a great job acting and portraying Godric, and you know, in True Blood, and we may see more of him.
Yeah, there's you know, again, like we just mentioned in the TV series, there's more of a compassionate kind of feeling
yes.
to Godric's death, And in fact, if you go on HBO.com/TrueBlood, I believe, there, if you'll see that they have sort of a tribute to Godric, and if you click on it and download, you get like a ton of pictures. I clicked and I downloaded, and then you get this little file that says R.I.P. Godric, and you get a ton of pictures with a lot of his quotes from the show.
Yeah,
you know, like here's one. It's a picture of him looking into the sun. I apologize for all the harm I've caused for all our lost ones. Human and vampire, I will make amends. I swear it. That's when he was telling the vampire TV woman, you know.
Yes,
that's
right.
He was sorry.
Yep.
And there's just so many. There's a picture of him with Eric. He says, I will be your father, your brother, your child, Godric. So it's like a picture. It's like a card, basically. You can print out.
Yeah.
And then, like, on one side is the quote. On the other side is a picture of Godric. So they have a little sort of, like, tribute to his character.
I like Godric. I'd like to see him come back in some. Yeah, well, I mean, he's definitely not going to come back as Godric, but the flashback would be good. So
yeah. So
moving on to Eric and Sookie and Bill.
Looks
yes,
like the love triangle is starting to heat up.
Woo-hoo.
He'll always know where I am and how I feel. Always. That's worst of all.
No, not the worst.
What do you mean?
Don't be surprised if you feel some attraction to him. Sexual.
To Eric? That's impossible. I can't stand him.
It is possible. It's another consequence of the blood.
The blood.
Oh, you mean like when Sookie had some of your blood, Bill, and all of a sudden she started feeling
too.
You know, the same things about you and dreaming about you before you actually got together?
I was gonna say, it kind of puts a little taint on his mode of operation.
But you know, but did you know
he was genuinely attracted to her as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I kind of sense a little bit of defeated.
Yes. I was like, about to say, Bill is giving up. He just knows.
I don't know about he's giving up, but I feel like there's nothing he can do really because already you have that vampire hierarchy. Like, Eric is older, therefore he has more power. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing Bill can do to quote unquote defeat him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I felt kind of sorry about Bill. Yeah. That plus the effect of the blood. It's like combined, he's like, wow, I'm partially screwed.
He is partially screwed.
And then and it's really what Bill said in that episode, in that scene where Eric took advantage of Sookie's I can't remember the exact word,
goodness,
yes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Eric's had, what, 1,000 years to deceive people, humankind,
exactly,
and whatever. And Sookie's not going to know. It's like, oh, my God, what? Oh, yeah, sure, I'll help you out. I mean, I would probably do the same thing. Okay, I'll suck out the silver.
So, yeah, she's, like, sucking out the silver out of, you know, Eric's chest. And he's just like, smiling.
He was like,
the back of his head started smiling. That was hilarious.
It was. And then the way Sookie did it was just kind of like, you know, I was giggling because it was so funny the way she was like, oh, I really don't want to. And then she's like, I don't know what the hell. I was just like, oh my. And then Bill walks in. What are you doing?
I'm saving his life.
Yeah, I know. So I, oh, poor
Bill. Oh. I'm saving his life.
Yes, yes. Poor,
he's got bullets.
He's already healing.
Yes.
He would have been fine, my woman.
Your Sookie is better than your Bill.
Oh, my Sookie is better than my Bill.
Bill.
Yeah.
Bill, what if it was you?
Oh my gosh.
So, you know,
yeah.
I mean, so now we're seeing this love triangle that, you know, we've been told is going to happen.
So
and she has.
See it, this one.
Yo, my goodness. She's, you know, in bed with Bill. Bill's fast dead asleep.
Yes.
And, you know, she's having her first dream of Eric.
I know.
Hot.
That was what we saw, that the tease at Comic-Con.
Yes.
I didn't think of it as a dream sequence. I really thought maybe they did hook up. But it's a dream. I was like, oh, okay, great.
But you know he knows that she was dreaming that.
Oh yeah. Oh. And do you remember during the PR, like they were trying after the PR thing, the PR lady Nan Flanagan, they were all in the room with Godric, Isabel, Bill. They were all sitting in the living room.
Yeah.
And you notice like so this was after the dream.
Yeah.
Sookie, you know, sitting there next to Bill, and then Eric's on the other side, you know, defending Godric, and you know, she turns her head, you know, ever so slight, intriguedly, and you know, curiously looking at Eric with, I don't know, some kind of desire and interest.
Absolutely, and, she was looking at him like that.
And then Eric met her eye for a little bit. Then she looked at him again. He didn't look her way, but he probably could sense her looking. And then Bill saw that.
I know. Sorry, Bill.
Oh, it's Bill's got some competition. Bill's got some competition.
So, yeah, it's definitely heating up. In fact, the HBO True Blood website, I mean, like, the picture you see is of Eric and Sookie kind of, like, holding hands, you know, just about when she was going to, you know, stay with Godric.
Yeah.
And Eric was going to leave.
And she's doing it from a perspective of, like, you know, I'm a human being. I care for you're hurting right now. Mm-hmm. I care for you, you know? And I feel like he's taking advantage of her.
He really is.
Even though he's so amazingly hot. But, you know.
He really, really is. So in other True Blood, you know, storylines, there's Marianne still out there. And she is mad.
Yeah.
Where is Sam Murdock?
Yes, that was scary.
Scared the crap out of me.
That was scary.
Everybody, including Hoyt's mom's eyes go black.
Yes.
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary.
And she is controlling Bontom, like the people there. I don't know how she's doing it.
They have no choice. You know, they're powerless.
Yeah.
Very, very powerful. So it's going to be interesting to see next week if the vampires can kind of, you know,
rein her in,
overcome or whatever, or be able to fight back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it, from what I remember, Marianne has a hard time with any other supernatural being.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, you know.
I guess I don't know what the fascination is with Sam. I know, I mean, I remember.
Well, he's the sacrificial lamb at this point. That's
right.
All we know.
Right. But why him? And I know that what's her name?
Daphne
had mentioned that, it's because Marianne can control him, mm-hmm. you know? But I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like you can kind of pick anyone to sacrifice. I mean, granted, she already killed two people.
Right.
Right.
I wonder if it's something where, because she has so much power, it seems like she would just pick someone else at this point.
Right.
So
exactly.
I wonder if it's something, if it's some kind of rule that whoever she sets her mind on first,
has
to do it before she can move on. Because we know she's done this in other towns.
Right.
Because we found that other spot where there was another sacrifice where when Eggs
and Tara, they
were
drove
on that trip, right? And he was like, I don't know why I was here, but now we know he was.
That's probably related. Right. Right. I didn't connect that. Right. Thank you for your perspective. I'm so glad you're caught up.
Josh is caught
now
up.
Now we can get a different perspective.
Right.
But do you want me to tell you what it is in the book?
Yeah,
I mean,
I know. Spoiler alert.
No.
Josh doesn't want to know.
Is it totally different?
No. It's just in the book and it's part of the thing.
Go ahead. I don't mind.
It was already part of that. Remember HBO, the tweet? It was part of the tweet on True Blood HBO that said, "For those of you who read the book, tell me how different it is," or something like that. It was
True Blood HBO had asked for those who are familiar with the books to tell them what they like about the changes and what they don't like
about
the changes.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
So, so during that time, I think we knew that Marianne was a Maenad.
Yes.
And in the book, she is, in fact, you know, a Maenad, referred to neither good nor evil. And she was only mentioned, and one of the tweets mentioned that, that it was only like a very brief part of it, not the way the show is building it up to be. Like, it's probably going to be the season cliffhanger, what happens after her, I don't know, whatever her destruction or, you know, control over all the people and how the vampires and Sookie and Jason, how they're going to try to save their town or something. Mm-hmm. But her in the book, you know, the whole public orgy in the middle or wherever they were at, it was actually just, you know, part of the sex club at someone's house, that it was like one of those secret, you know, oh, hey, you want to come to this party, and you have to be you have to be, you know, invited by someone who's in the inn. Okay. So Sookie got invited, and at the time Bill was out of town, so she asked Eric to accompany her. And then they had to play the part because they're into the sex club thing, right? So I mean, the people who went knew that you know, Eric was the vampire and brought it in, and he was in the description dressed in this like pink leotard, and he's supposed to be I really wish that
definitely a different side of Eric.
No, I really wish that made it in, because I think it would be really funny to see, because you see the 6'4" tall Viking, blonde hair, blue eye kind of guy, you know, wearing the pink leotard, and he's supposed.
I wonder if it'll make it in a different kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I right. hope so.
You know, scenario.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. would be really cool. But he's supposed to play this bi person, you know, because they were going because they found out Lafayette, you know, because in the show, Lafayette in the book, Lafayette dies,
right?
And, they were trying to find out who murdered him, and so what happened? So anyway, they go to this thing, and that's when Eric and Sookie kind of made out, but it's because they were playing the part. And then you know, Marianne comes, and Sam truts along. So apparently, they had a nice relationship. It was not like in the show where they hate each other or something. So, but the sacrifice is the ones who killed Lafayette, because So I guess apparently Marianne looks, I don't know, for the Maynath, they look for tributes, and then they move from town to town to town. So the tribute to Marianne was the murderers, the ones who killed Lafayette during the sex club like activity or event or whatever.
Interesting. So,
but I do recommend reading it when you guys have time, because it's a quick read. I read this in a day and a half. I mean,
wow.
So it was pretty quick, and it was fascinating. And then just knowing the background of this, and then seeing the show, I don't know. It made me. I would love to sit down with Alan Ball and see like why did he decide to take this or spin that and leave this out, or you know, just mm-hmm. to get like where he's getting his ideas from. You know, I mean, granted, yes, from the book, but other stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, Marianne going into the jail and looking for Sam, who turns into a fly.
I know.
That was great. I thought that was a great escape.
And then
idea.
Sam is still the fly when he's
spying.
At Sookie's
I
house.
Love that.
I know.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. was so clever. That yeah. was it. So
that
clever.
Was great. Yeah, I love that.
You know, he's getting all his information. You
and
know,
how did they shoot that? I'm curious, because how do you get a fly to sit on the table and the actors over there still able to?
Know.
I'm guessing it's
it was,
a little mechanical.
Yeah, mechanical or a CGI fly or something.
Oh, it's
like
not
that.
Real.
It didn't
Darn.
Move very much. It just moved its wings.
Yeah,
like
a little
once,
bit.
So,
yeah. Yeah, just okay. a tiny bit. So,
all right. I
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think a real fly would have been too
know,
difficult to. Unless they drugged it and had like a little eyedropper and like take this fly.
I okay. do remember Sam Trammell saying that he was going to be something big, and then he was going to be something really small. And there he is.
Well, he shapeshifted twice. Owl. So he's, you know, the dog.
Well, he's a dog.
Then owl, and then now the fly.
Yep. Yeah.
Very clever.
Very, very clever. Oh, that's Sam.
No, yeah. and I like how Lafayette came in like during that scene.
Yes,
to try
somebody
to...
had to take Tara away, because yes. she is just way too influenced by Marianne at this point. It's really yep. insane. And
yeah,
you know, I'm glad he saw the whole black eyes thing.
I'm
you
glad.
Know, and his mom, you know, her
the mom was there
like,
too.
What the heck?
And she was like fighting the mom. And
oh yeah.
I don't know. And then the boyfriend, Eggs, was like, she's my girl. You talk to me.
Yeah, that relationship is just kind of messed up.
Somewhat
but,
unhealthy.
You know, well, and I mean, it is because of Marianne, you know?
No, yes,
I mean,
it's not right. them themselves
they're
doing
trying
this.
To figure out why they're blacking out. You right. know, they don't really quite get
but
it.
But they haven't tied right. it to Marianne at all.
I know.
And they haven't tied it to the entire town. So...
Well, they seem to slow. Yeah, it seems like they're a little bit slow on that, but they're at least saying, oh, and what's his name? Didn't remember what happened the other night, too. But yeah, but
they haven't tied it together. Like right. the dots are not connecting yet.
Yes. You would think with all those people in jail that it would start. Yeah. But
yeah. What's going to happen? I'm really curious.
Well, it's
and...
really exciting. The preview for next week, we see, you know, Jason, Sookie coming home, and they're like, what the, you know, there's like the town is sort of somewhat destroyed and,
yep.
you know, all of a sudden
it almost looked like
fighting.
Like a hurricane or some kind of disaster kind of like swept through.
Yeah.
And it just looks so it looks scary. And
well, then Marianne is scary.
Yeah, she is. Right.
With her bowl, with the bowl.
Yeah.
And the claws.
Oh,
yeah.
There's this other thing that I want to tell you from the book. I don't know if I want to say it.
Okay,
do you
just
guys
tell me.
Want
to? I want to know.
I'll cover my ear.
Okay.
Oh, you can't cover. There's you're going to hear this later.
Well, there's a little bit of a family.
I think I know this already, actually.
Oh, okay.
But go
regarding
ahead.
Bill. And the and the Belflers.
Yes.
Oh, okay. If you kind of know, well, so
I do know this because I read
book,
this.
Okay.
Somewhere.
Oh, it's so cute because in the book it's like, oh, the Belflers. You know, like Bill's always like, so he doesn't really like the Belflers. But then towards the end of the book too, he has a book of I guess his family tree, and he discovers that Belflers, Andy, and the sister, they are the descendants of his family.
Yeah.
So
they weren't died off. He thinks that they're died off, right? Or
I
at least in the TV show, I thought.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, maybe they did, but yeah,
that they're no more.
No. So I wonder if they're gonna. But they're from the. So what did I think? They're from. They may be from the mother. That I didn't read specifically, but so their grandmother, the Belfer's grandmother, is Bill's great granddaughter.
Oh,
and I can't remember if it's from the father's side or the mom's side. I mean, I would have to reread it. But I wonder if they're going to talk about that because there was a little bit of hostility, you know?
Yeah.
When Bill was introduced and Andy was like, vampires, you know? So, and then he realizes, oh my God, you're my great, 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 great grandfather.
Whoa.
So that was interesting, that little family tree.
That's cool.
Reveal.
Yeah. I read that somewhere.
Oh, you did read it. Okay.
I read it somewhere. I ran into it somewhere.
Oh,
there's
okay.
spoilers all over the web.
I
it's
know.
Hard not to.
Yeah, I know. That's
Can
true.
Can I bring up one thing before
sure.
we end True Blood?
Yes.
I just want to bring up the makeup.
Okay. Oh.
Can we just talk a little bit about True Blood?
Let's talk about it.
Let's just talk a tiny bit about True Blood in terms of the makeup. And I just want to mention that I watched the first episode of the first season and the second episode of the first season again just over the weekend. I just, you know, I wanted to hear some of the commentary. If you haven't heard the commentary, it's pretty good with Alan Ball. And Bill is quite attractive in those episodes, much more so than he is these days. And then I ran into another fan site, and they do a little comparison of Bill from the first season to Bill in the second season. And there is quite a difference. I mean, they lay on the makeup pretty heavy these days.
Yes.
And, you know, as my husband Tom would say, you know, all the way up until the neck. I don't care if he needs to look. I don't know what it is. He just doesn't look good anymore. And what is that? And basically, the article is saying we want the undomesticated Bill back. The Bill before Sookie back. We
yes.
want him to look a little bit more, you know, I don't know. Mysterious.
Yeah.
He was sexier back then. And now he's been dating Sookie and he's kind of. This little
do you
pansy.
Think it's partly because
but you think it's just the makeup really creating that effect?
I don't know. I mean, at the same time, in the article, you know, the girl who wrote the article was like, "Well, and Eric doesn't look that much better either." But
Eric does look paler too,
paler than before.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the attempt is here.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I don't know either.
But you know, Bill is just looking
but
like
Bill
a sorry
looks
ass
worse.
Right now. He looks terrible.
Yeah, he has
the hair.
The makeup is
such his
very,
hair in general. We know what Stephen
yeah.
Moyer looks like in general.
Yeah.
We've seen him live.
He's
he looks very
good
handsome.
Looking.
Yeah. Yes, we understand why Anna is going to marry him.
Yes.
But Bill, his character, like
he's
the
got,
bangs and
maybe
the weird.
Maybe the effect of mating his maker again, you know, kind of drained him.
No,
a
but he
bit.
Was looking bad
know,
before,
it was before
that.
That.
No, it
That's
was
true.
Before. I think it was maybe a majority of season two, maybe the whole season
the
two.
Whole
I don't
season,
know.
I feel. Listeners, do you feel the same as I do? I am just a little disappointed, especially now with the triangle heating up. You know, let's have a little competition here.
Yeah.
Because really, there is no competition right now. You know, if I were Sookie and kind of torn, and then, you know, the added plus of Mr. Eric the Viking looking so handsome as he does.
Oh, yes.
I tipped the scales towards Eric.
Maybe tip the scales. I don't know. I'm just a little
little unsatisfied with what they're doing with the way Bill looks.
His makeup looks a bit more caked on than applied on.
Yes.
And
hair. And I've actually noticed that too.
The hair looks browner. Like before it was kind of this dark brown, or I don't know, it's just kind of a bit, maybe it has his wig or I don't know what it is.
I am not happy with it. I'll tell you that right now. So I kind of wish something would change there. And maybe if they break up or what, I don't know, maybe.
No, they're not going to break up. No, they're not going to break up. Maybe there's like, you know, issues related to, you know, the love triangle, but it's mainly because what's done is done.
What's done
She's
is
a part
done.
Of me. I think that's what Eric said when Bill tried to punch him.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, he did punch him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the blood came out.
But he was doesn't matter.
Right. Yes. Right. Sorry.
All right. Thank you. I just needed to get that off my chest.
No, I'm glad you mentioned it, you know, because we want to see what other people say.
Yeah, I want to know what other people think, and I wanted to know what you two thought. I thought it was just me, but definitely, if you look back at those early episodes, Bill was hot. Sorry.
Yes. No, I don't think
he's hot anymore. And maybe I think I was more of a Bill girl early on, and then, of course, I was like, what is going on with Bill? Hi, Sam.
But I wonder if it's I am thinking if it's related to the story where, you know, he's somewhat, you know, he's in a relationship. He's somewhat losing control. He has to fight this battle.
And in the TV show, he's drinking more of the true blood rather than feasting on humans.
Right, because that's what happens in the book. It's just like, oh, as long as you don't have, because Suki said, it's okay, you feed on others, but as long as you don't have sex with them.
Right.
You know, so yeah, or bed them.
Bed them. Okay.
Is that an older term?
I think it is an older term. But, you know, he is an older man. Yes, you know, wants to call on her.
That's perhaps how he would say it. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. I really do like that. The old usage of courting people.
Because that's what he says in the first, one of the two episodes that I saw. May I call on you?
Yeah.
And she's just like
what?
It's very. I like that. Like the old school chivalry.
And that's the appeal with Edward in Twilight, because he's, you know, very old school and, you know, a gentleman, that kind of thing.
Yes,
all right, so that wraps up True Blood.
Yes, looking
very
forward to another.
To Sunday!
I know,
there's
Sunday's
only
my
three episodes left. I can't believe it. I'm freaking out.
We have to order our True Blood drink.
We have to order our True Blood drink and drink it for the finale.
Yes.
Oh my Lord, I can't wait to taste it.
Yeah.
As we wrap up, we do have some listener comments and emails that we wanted to address.
Oh, yes,
is that
we do.
Correct?
Yes. How should we start?
Well, you know, maybe the first one from Sherry Stodemeyer.
So Sherry, thanks for emailing us. Thank you. You know, thanks for downloading our show and stuff. But yes, I understand. Like, there's
she's a little frustrated when we talk about True Blood, and you know,
because we haven't read it. But I made an effort. I've read books 1 and 2, and I have 3 and 4 and read whatever left.
So hopefully our discussion today was better.
Yes, I hope so.
You know,
it'll just get better and better. Really, I mean, it's only episode
8
right now.
I promise to read
now.
The books after the season is over.
You'll have time.
That was my goal. I'm going to do that then. I promise.
Yes, definitely. So thank you for writing us. Please keep listening. And
ooh, thank you for the wine recommendation, the Estancia Cabernet.
Maybe we'll get that next.
Yeah.
Because oh my God, funny. When I was at Trader Joe's, I did look at that. I was like, ooh, Estancia Cabernet. Maybe I'll get it. I did look at it. And then when I saw the email, I was like, oh. So thanks. And then Vera wrote to us. I think she, this is her second email.
I think she has
written us before. And she watched Twilight with her husband.
Oh, this is to Lynn, Eileen, and Guys.
Yes, because
so
our last episode with the guys.
Yes, with Tom and Roger.
Yes, Guys' perspective. And thank you for writing us. And I'm glad your husband, Scott, is liking Twilight and giving you updates about gossip and developments.
Scott, we're very excited that you are giving Vera the updates. That's fun.
Yes.
And now you guys are gonna go see the movie together. That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
So
no,
there
I think
are
that's
males
good.
Out there that like Twilight.
Yes.
And are interested in the movie, books, whatever.
And then we have Gail who emailed us, who asked us if we read the Suki book series yet. I am starting to, and Eileen will be after the season 2.
In 3 weeks.
Yes. And she gave us a few suggestions. I guess there's one that's from Laurel K. Hamilton Work. It's a very adult book series.
Oh,
I'm curious. And then Kitty's series, Werewolf, it's Carrie Vaughn.
Okay.
And then the Dark Hunter series, Sherry Lynn Kenyon. So yeah, they're still on my to read list. So
our ever expanding vampire.
Oh, by the way, can I mention about I finally saw Buffy the Vampire Movie.
Oh.
I did not know Luke Perry was in it.
Know?
Yeah.
There was a 90210 flashback. Okay, you can tell there was a little bit of that late 90s feel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Yes.
It's not that great. But no, but
I see what you were saying, and I can see how you do a spinoff because there is a lot
the
you can
do with
it.
The show was a lot better. Yeah. I mean, with the little bit that I know about the show, it was a lot. It was definitely better well done.
Joss Whedon wrote the script to the movie, but I think it got changed far more than he wanted to. Yeah. So when he got to the TV series, he could kind of do it his way. So
Luke Perry. I can't believe it. Because I liked him in 90210.
Oh, so. You were a Dylan girl?
Yes.
Dylan girl. Yes,
because he was the bad boy. And back then, I liked the bad boys. So
You still do. You like Eric.
Oh, right. But he had his soft side.
Did you
They all have their soft side eventually, right? They have to.
Did you like Paul Rubens' death scene?
Oh, that was it related to my childhood a little bit because I feel like when you play with your cousins and whatever that was me when we like play these fight scenes. I mean, not fight, but like kind of like you kill yourself and you're like become alive. You're like So I don't know. Maybe that's a children's thing that you do. You know, you pretend to be dead, but then you come alive, and then you become dead again, and then you come alive again. So I don't have children. I haven't been around children in a long time, so I don't know, but it's just giving me a flashback of when I was a kid when we played around
games, right.
But yeah, no, and then at the end after the credits
that was my favorite part of the movie. So,
he didn't really look like Pee Wee Herman.
No, he looks completely different
because I was kind of picturing I mean Paul Reubens, yes, but I was thinking Paul Reubens aka Pee Wee Herman,
right?
So thank you for the recommendation. Next up is the series.
Woo-hoo. All right.
That'll have to be a group viewing.
Yes. Okay, so another email. Marisa found our site via Aileen, who we did meet at Comic-Con.
Oh, yes.
And she said she was at the Teen Choice Awards.
That's awesome.
And she's not a teen, she says. But she just went to see the Unicorn Prince of the Magical Forest.
Yeah, I was trying to Google that, and it took me somewhere else.
It took you to a bunch of Robert Pattinson
gossip stuff,
news so, about New York.
Oh, she has photos. Yeah, maybe send it to us.
Please send it to us when you can, if you remember. We'd love to share them on our website.
So, BikeClubShow@gmail.com. Yeah, email it to us. Thank you so much.
So I guess that's it.
Yeah,
this week.
It was a great show. I felt very energetic.
I know. I just feel like, again, it's been so long.
I know. I think
we were just like excited to do the show this week for all of you who are listening. Again, our website, bikeclubshow.com. You can email us at bikeclubshow@gmail.com or visit us on Twitter @bikeclubshow. Until next week, you guys. I mean, thanks again for everyone who's listening. Oh, if you find us on iTunes, give us a little rating. I know that there's some people who have. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll have a lot more next week, and we'll be very excited again to share all with you. So have a good week, everyone, and thank you for listening.